morning, Lee.
And this has been going for the best part of, what, 4 or 5 years now? So it's good that it has returned, because last year it never happened because a lot of events got postponed or cancelled due to the COVID thing.
Yeah, that's right. And we're really pleased that we can run the expo this year, and it'll be a COVID-safe event. So people can come and with confidence that, you know, the exhibitors will be spread out and everybody will be able to have a view of some fantastic services and products on that are available to people with disability and their families.
And it's themed as choice and control. Tell us a little bit about it, because it is showcasing our leading disability non-for-profit organisation, you know, information and knowledge, and connecting people.
Absolutely. So the aim of the expo is to connect families, carers and people living with a disability to services and products that they require, and it's a great opportunity because there are so many new services entering the NDIS space all the time. So it's a great opportunity to come and have a look at any new services that are available on the coast, so as people can make an informed decision about what services suit their needs.
It's fair to say that things do change, not only daily, weekly and monthly and yearly, so it's a good idea to get abreast of what has changed, because one of these expos might have happened 6 years ago, but it's a completely different world that we're living in 2021 going into 2022.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. And people's needs change constantly. And so, you know, if people can decide that the services that they've currently got, you know, they might need a change, they might have different goals in their lives, and so might be looking for other opportunities to add things to their NDIS plan, other services or equipment. And so this is a great opportunity to come and see many providers and services under one roof.
Yeah, what I'm hearing, it's a one-stop shop really, and it's a chance to explore those disability organisations and some of the knowledge and information that they do possess. So I guess we're calling and inviting the wider community, whether schools or businesses or other organisations, to come and participate in this.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a great opportunity as well, Lee, for people who are maybe considering a career in the disability sector to come and have a look and talk to, you know, some of the exhibitors around, you know, a career in the disability sector. So that's a really great opportunity. And there are some training providers that will be there as well. So that also is a great opportunity from the Disability Expo.
Good idea is to allow a little bit of time so you can go meeting the different people, getting that information, getting your questions answered, and just wander from exhibit to exhibit.
That's right. And there's lots of information that will be available, and people have lots of, you know, giveaways and information to take away and read and make, you know, make some decisions and become really informed about what's available in the community.
Gee, Julie, it's nice to have it back for this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. We really can't wait to see people turn up and you know, it's always a really good energetic vibe.
In a COVID-safe environment. So you can go to the website, which is disabilityexpotas.org. What time does it all start? What time does it wrap up? And it is free, isn't it?
It's absolutely, it's free. So it starts at 9:30 a.m. and it goes through to 4:30, and it's at the Burnie Arts and Function Centre.
For the Tasmanian Disability Expo, happening from 9:30 this morning at the Burnie Arts and Function Centre. And Julie Butler, really appreciate your time to tell us all about it on 7B Breakfast.
Thanks for the opportunity, Lee.